Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon. It's beautiful in St. Louis. It's very warm. It's extremely warm in our studio here because we have had HVAC issues, and this is the first day that this show is doing the show with the studio door open. It's not something I'm fond of, but it keeps getting hotter in here. We're down to 79, Sue. We're up to 81.
Oh, that's good. I'm actually comfortable at 79 with this thing blowing.
Me too. Yeah. You're sitting right by, for those people who can watch on the YouTube or the Twitter, Sue's closest to the door, and they've had these things. Fred works mostly, like, in the studios on the other side of the building where Cam Wex is located, and they've had these blowers for the entire week. Actually,
it's,
I think,
nuts.
A week and a half. It's kind of like those things you see on the NFL sidelines that blow either cold or hot air out. So they moved one of those machines back here, and they have the temperature blowing out at 64 degrees, but that's been there for like 90 minutes, and it's still just 79.
2 degrees
in here, right?
Down.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Better than nothing.
I have been... See, this is going to be controversial. I don't think that the other hosts would agree with this, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I like this as opposed to 66, Sue.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
You mean being freezing?
Yeah, yeah. Because usually the temperature in here is 66.
100% agree.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I'm comfortable now. I mean, when it was freezing like that, I mean, my fingers would turn white.
Exactly.
And,
okay, good. Fred, do you agree with that or not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My house is always cold, so I'm thankful
Fred's just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marie just tortures Fred. Paul Hall is going to come up after Sue's news, and he's got some recommendations on entertainment. By the way, Pope Leo has announced his favorite movies of all time, and we have that. I don't know if you...
I saw that list.
I want to hear about this.
I think it's a pretty good list. We'll do that when Paul is on. So I didn't bring this up in the roundtable, but I had someone call me today about this who is a grandparent of someone who plays on the St. Mary's Southside Catholic High School. And I guess what happened was, Jane, you know a little bit about this story. There was a game that occurred, more than a week ago, between St. Mary's. And remember who they were playing?
Gateway
Science Academy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There was what they call a physical confrontation. Essentially, there was a fight. And there was a multiplayer altercation. They gave red cards to four players from St. Mary's, two from Gateway. Both schools were told to investigate further to see if additional students had violated policy. So what happens is you're not supposed to leave the bench and enter the field during an altercation. There was a video that showed multiple players had left the bench and gone on from St. Mary's, and they confirmed that a couple of the players were not suspended to participate in the championship match against Valley Park, which occurred on Tuesday. Now, they beat them 4-0, even with suspended players. But under the Missouri State High School Athletic Association laws, the participation by ineligible players requires a forfeiture, so that's what they resulted. So the St. Mary's folks are like, okay, we get that there's rules and stuff like that, but could you not have told us this before we played the other game and we won 4-0? So now these kids who played their hearts out and, you know, look, there's no doubt that some of them broke the rules, right, but the kids that didn't break the rules.
Well, by the way, this is the thing. I mean, to say that this is so black and white that St. Mary should have read Misha's mind as to which players should be suspended, I'm not sure I buy that.
Yeah.
And I've known, you know, Mike England at St. Mary's, like, forever. This guy does nothing but try to do the right thing by these kids.
Well, and to your
whether
point,
that's discipline or not discipline, I mean, come on.
Okay.
And so, Misha, if you thought that other people, this like, oh, nailing Jell-O to a dartboard, I think is baloney. If you think certain kids should be suspended, say it. Because don't let them play the game and then say, gotcha.
Well, Mike England, you know, to his credit and to your point, Jane, you know, the first thing that he's quoted as saying in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch coverage is this entire situation started with poor behavior on our part at the end of the game versus
yes.
Gateway. That behavior is not acceptable here at St. Mary's High School. If
yes.
none of that happens, we're playing in the state quarterfinal on Saturday. However, you know, they also will say, okay, that's fine. But look, they worked with Misha to try to resolve the issue. And then he goes on to say, if they had told us to forfeit the game on Tuesday, we would have forfeited. But they didn't tell us that. They
exactly.
told us that steps were being taken, suspending our players as penalties. Then after we played and won the game, 4-0, by the way, on Tuesday night, then we find out things that have changed and they start asking questions that weren't being asked to begin with. Our players are devastated. So, look, I think that this, you know, is
no moving
unfortunate.
Targets.
Right. It's a bad situation. But, you know, the grandfather that called me just felt helpless. And I'm like, unfortunately, you're going to be in a situation like this because when Misha rules, that's pretty much it.
It's the NCAA on steroids.
Right.
And they're drunk with power. And I stand with Mike England and the kids at St. Mary's. You know, they're trying to do the right thing. And, you know, okay, so what did this do?
Yeah.
Did you teach one kid anything? No. You told these kids that they're going to get whipsawed by rules that don't mean anything. And that what are you teaching these kids? They try to do the right thing, and they still get kind of messed up. I don't know.
It's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know if there's a better answer there. I just think that there should have been whatever was going to be decided, I agree with St. Mary's, should have been decided before that game on Tuesday night.
And there was communication. It wasn't like St. Mary's, you know, just sat there and said, you know what, we're going to see what we can get away with. There was communication with Misha and St. Mary's. Then, you know what? Then put your cards out on the table so that, you know, so that you don't, like, hurt kids that didn't do anything wrong.
I missed the sport at the very beginning. What sport was it?
Soccer.
Soccer. So
yeah.
Before nothing.
Football.
Okay.
We call that football.
Okay. Right.
Do we?
Football?
We'll talk more about football and some of the American football with Frank Cusimano coming
up. Yeah,
I want
Frank's take on this one.
Well, he probably has a take, right?
I'd like to hear it.
We will I'll leave it a little extra time if he's going to weigh in on that because we're going to talk about Mizzou and Mississippi State tomorrow night. I'll be up in Howard County, hopefully butchering deer at that point. It's a night game for Mizzou. Mizzou basketball is now 4-0. It's a good start for them. You went to the Billikens game a couple of nights ago,
didn't
you, Fred?
It was great. Yeah, they blew out Lindenwood by 43 points.
They take on Grand Canyon State on Saturday night. The Blues,
that's going to be a close game.
The
really?
Blues take on the Flyers at home tonight, and then we have the MVP awards that came in for Major League Baseball. Ohtani and Aaron Judge, I guess, edged out the Cal Raleigh guy from the Mariners, right, who's just an amazing power hitter. And then I mentioned Tanner Now, who is a fellow at the Free Press. He did a story this week that caught our attention about college kids who cannot do basic math, and it's quite stunning. Then, Fred and Sue, as you know, Jane, I don't know if you know this, but we're doing the show live a week from Monday for the weigh-in for Guns N' Roses, right? So we're going to be on location, and Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown is going to join us at 5:20 because we're doing the weigh-in for this whole thing, right? For Guns N' Roses.
Okay, and that's really cool.
Shamefully,
awesome.
I've never been to this event over all these years. I've promoted it, but one of the problems is, and Fred, you may have this conflict a little bit too. Your kids are coming in town for Thanksgiving,
yeah.
And I have the grandson coming in, so it's kind of hard to get away on that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. By the way, here's something else that I was told.
You should be brining then.
I should be. You're right. Do you guys know anything about, Fred, this will be a good one for you because I had someone tell me about this last night and I had not heard about it, that they had moved the Thanksgiving Day parade,
no.
that they're not doing it on Thanksgiving.
What?
Downtown. Yeah, I hadn't heard about this either. That they're going to do it and it's going to be called Thanksgiving Parade and it's going to be on like Saturday afternoon, next Saturday afternoon. Is there something to that? I was sent something on Facebook that indicates that this is true. I had not heard that, and I'd heard that people are kind of upset with the fact that maybe they are changing that. We should look in for Monday, though.
Okay.
Look into that for sure. We're coming back with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I got to say, I'm very curious about this reboot of the movie The Running Man, which opens this weekend. Paul Hall will have his take coming up after Sue's News. Yeah, it looks interesting. I think it looks good.
So. I think so, too. I never saw the original with Arnold. Should I do that?
Have you seen it? No. Yeah, but it's been so long, I couldn't even begin
to
remember
it. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll go back and do that. Was that the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I think it had to be. We'll talk with Paul about it. It's all coming up. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Happy National Seatbelt Day. It's not a thriller, but it keeps you safe. And happy National Family PJ Day. Well, yeah, so Jane could get into that. We like the, what are those called? The food.
What are they?
Oh, my gosh.
They're footed sweatpants.
Yes, they're so great.
Free J's.
Free G's, free B, yeah, something
free
like
J's.
That.
Can I tell
free
you something
J's.
That
yeah.
may or may not be embarrassing to admit, but we'll see. So my wife and daughter bought pajamas at Target that were kind of fun holiday pajamas,
yeah.
and they didn't get any for me, and I felt a little left out.
Aww.
And Becky's like, well, you won't even wear them. I said, I will wear them. So I'm going to have some cute jammies for Thanksgiving
they're
morning.
Better,
would you like me to post that picture?
Nice. Yes.
Although there'll be pictures.
Yes, and I want the puppy to have
jammies. See?
And the bunny.
I want the bunny.
Oh, you want the puppy in the jammies?
Yes.
All right, we might be able to do that.
What do you mean? Of course. My dog has jammies.
I love that. I am taking the Bulldogs tomorrow for their Christmas photos.
Of course you are.
I don't do it, but every 5 years because it's ridiculous, but I kind of love it.
Who cares?
And somebody got a bath today. We're going to put on our Christmas collars. We'll see how that turns out.
No, it's
so
a
what,
dream.
So what do you have them pose in front of? It's just
background?
Well,
you have
different
your choice, and I picked the one that looks like a formal boardroom.
Okay, that's...
With a fireplace and like a couch and green, you know, stuff. It should be hilarious.
Do they have dogs playing poker?
I don't think so.
That I would be in for.
I would understand.
I would take my little Bichon poodle and I would put her at the poker table.
I'll tell you what, when they do the one that it's Santa's kitchen where they put flour all over the place, I want that, but they didn't have that this year. You understand. It's also National Spicy Guacamole Day. I do love guacamole.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And National Pickle Day. Yeah,
okay.
I don't care about that.
But is there a regular guacamole day?
I looked that up. I said, why spicy?
Right.
And they just said...
Are they just being, like, spicy?
I think
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's
I like
it
a little spicy, though. I
do, too, but I didn't know that was a delineation.
No, I didn't either.
I did.
Who knew?
Few of us did, Jane.
I know, but now we do.
On this day in history, a little music for you. You can hit it early because it's a long intro. 65 years ago today in 1960, Ray Charles classic... Oh. Georgia On My Mind went to number one.
Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia.
It's still awesome.
It is. Years
later,
they
right?
don't make it like these.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. And 32 years ago today. We could kind of play that. It doesn't go with this one, but 32 years ago today in 1993, I forgot about this. I'm not sure it even registered. Puerto Rico voted against becoming the 51st U.S. state. In a choice between Commonwealth, statehood, and independence, 46.6 wanted statehood, 48.9 voted to remain a U.S. Commonwealth.
Yeah.
That was on this day in history 32 years ago.
Yeah.
I
remember
no recollection of that.
I do.
I do.
Zero.
Yeah, I got
do.
Nothing. And Also 32 years ago today, in 1993, Miami Dolphins coach John Shula picked up his 325th win, which earned him the NFL record. He still holds the record with 347 wins. Mm. By the way, if you have not seen A Football Life with about Don Shula, you should.
Really
it's
good?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just,
it's a fun one. I like all those, though.
Yeah. No, I'll have to watch that one.
All right. In 2026, people will now be able to put up to $24,500 in their 401ks. That's a grand more than this year. If you're over 50, you can contribute an extra $8,000 in 2026, making it over $32,000. So I'm just speaking to everyone that we know in our age group. I don't know what you mean. But yes, that would be it. And the IRS announced this yesterday. Just letting you know. Okay, listen to this story. The 18-carat gold pocket watch recovered from the body of one of the richest passengers that went down with the Titanic is coming up for auction. Now, the watch belonged to Isidore Strauss, and he and his wife, Ida, were on the ship. Apparently, they found his body just days after the Titanic disaster in 1912, but he co-owned Macy's department store. So they were super wealthy. And if you have ever seen Titanic, the James Cameron version, the Strausses are the ones at the end. They're the elderly couple hugging as the ship went down because she said they've done everything together. She's not leaving him to get into a lifeboat. So she stayed and he put it in the film as a big hug. But the watch they found when they found him, they never found her. And that the story behind it makes it so interesting. They think this thing will go for over $1.3
million.
Ooh, wow.
And it has been passed down. When they found it, they passed it down within the family. But it's going on auction on November the 22nd. Now, Fred found this story, and it's food because, of course, Jane is here.
Yes.
A couple of popular snack chips are now showing off what's not inside. They are getting rid of these artificial dyes. So let me pull this up. This is what Doritos look like right now that are nacho cheese. This is what they're going to look like with dyes.
I'm totally fine. If they taste
totally
the same, I don't care.
I am with it.
If I cared what food looked like, I wouldn't eat Peeps.
Well, that's a good point. That's a really solid point.
I think it'll throw, I mean, I'm kind of with you, but I do think it's going to throw some people off.
It will.
Look at Flamin' Cheetos.
Okay.
I'll explain it. Here we go. Simply NKD Doritos and Cheetos have stripped down white packaging. They call it Naked of Dyes. That's what that stands for. The Cheetos claim Flamin' Hot flavor, and they just look like nothing. But there's no red. What were you going to say, Fred? I'm sorry. I interrupted
like
you.
I wonder if it gets rid of the feeling that it's all over your fingers.
I think so, too. And no more bright red finger dust.
Oh, right.
The chips maker PepsiCo says the products will also be completely colorless. And if you look it up online, you'll go, oh, yeah, it looks completely different.
Well,
but
I don't need
to
look
taste.
At the food. I just want to eat the food.
Well, then you're going to be
fine. I do think psychologically we're going to have more problems than we might expect with that. It just sounds weird. We're so used to everything. We're conditioned to it, right?
We are, but boy, when you delve into what's in that stuff,
I get that. And this is interesting.
It is. And it does look really pale, but we'll get used to it. Okay.
Even the packaging.
Yeah, that's what they said. White packaging pale. With all that in there. And Mark, a story for you. Live Nation has released the results of a big poll this week that found that live music is the world's favorite way to be entertained.
I love that. Mm.
It's all about you. People were asked what they'd choose if they could only experience one type of entertainment the rest of their lives. Choices included movies, live sports, live music, and they could only pick one. 39% chose live music. What would you pick out of that, though? Movies or live music?
I would probably pick live music. If you know, it would be live sports might be. But see, then what do you get with live sports? If my live sports is everything that I like, then maybe that's something I would do. But if my live sports is like rugby and
stuff
like that.
Consider it to be big. Whatever you like.
Yeah,
I still think music, because music is at my core, and I started in music radio, and it's my, really, I'd say music.
Jane, recorded, live,
or otherwise.
Would you pick live music, live sports, or movies? You got to be movies.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, you just
But sports is really close.
I understand. Fred?
Sports.
Sports, easy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy for Fred.
Why do you guys hate music?
And he would do a newsletter, and I would read it. I would read the newsletter.
He would mail it to you, and you would know what was happening.
It would be the only piece of mail that I like.
They also have a story out today. 2,000 companies, this is a Fred one he found. After examining 2,000 companies based in the U.S. with more than 1,000 employees, Forbes magazine has named the 300 most trusted. We'll just do the top 10. These are the top trusted companies in the United States. Number 10, Delta Airlines. Really?
Yeah.
Number 9, Marriott. Number 8, Bank of America. Okay, and I love these when I go to Florida, but I find that odd that it's so high. Public supermarkets.
Mm-hmm. They're real common
seven,
down there.
I love a good, I
good,
love
good
a good supermarket.
Number 6, Chick-fil-A. Number 5, Morgan Stanley. Number 4, American Express. I could see that. Number 3 is Netflix.
It is what it is. And nothing more.
That's true. Amazon is number 2, and number 1 is NVIDIA. Now, what does NVIDIA do?
AI.
Is that chips or AI?
Yeah, computer chips or something?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, all right.
But the only one that doesn't make sense there would be Delta. Like everything else kind of fits, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like the money guys? I thought people like
Morgan Stanley,
sort of,
that high?
Against money, the money people.
Sometimes I think that these are just whatever the most familiar
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, and finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. A guy bought 24 wild rabbits, and he brought them into Australia in 1859. They multiplied so fast, in less than 70 years, there were 10 billion.
You got to see the movie,
The
Rabbit
gosh.
Fence. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
We'll talk about it when Paul is a great, great movie. We're coming up with that. Entertainment Cusimano, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, let's welcome Paul Hall in here so I can share some notes about Rabbit Proof Fence, which is a really, really good movie. You've seen that one, haven't you, Paul Hall?
Oh, back in the day at that same place we saw a lot of our films on the east side of Milwaukee, Rabbit Proof Fence is one of the better films that came out in 2002.
Yeah, it's really.
Wow.
So here's how it's described.
Me either. How is this possible?
Well, because it was a very small independent movie and there were no stars in it. And it's a true story of these three Aboriginal girls who get out of this settlement that's run by the government way back in 1931. And they have to trek over 1,500 miles along what they called the Rabbit Proof Fence, which was a result of what you just described because there were so many damn rabbits there in Western Australia. It really is an amazing movie. That's one I haven't seen in probably almost, certainly since 2002. But it was definitely, Paul, I think I can almost guarantee it was on my top 10 list from that year.
Yeah, I would think it was my top 3 that year. It was one of the better movies I actually saw, and I was so blown away because I didn't know what to expect when I saw it, and I didn't expect to like it, and I loved it.
It's a great, great movie. All right, let's talk about this one.
Ben Richards, 35, married, one child, in medical crisis.
We need money for a doctor now.
Ben, watch us up.
Employment status, blacklisted. But there's still a way out for you. It's the biggest show in the country.
Bloodlust is our birthright. Welcome to the Running Man.
I will say that trailers can be deceptive. I'll use the Fantastic Four as an example because I thought that movie sucked and the trailer was pretty good. But this trailer and this marketing is appealing to me, Paul. Have you seen this one and what did you think?
I have seen it and I went in, let's be honest, I went in going, well, the 87 Schwarzenegger version, very cheesy, but lots of fun. Start to finish, you know, people hunting down the runners in the middle of a game. Well, to modernize it to today, it's not in a game area. It is across the country. They basically unleash Ben Richards and a couple others out into the middle of the universe and kind of take that idea of the running man, that idea of people getting to hunt, and combine it with social media and people reporting things today, and you've got just this massive, basically go anywhere game field, and it becomes a hunt, not only to stay away from the hunters as part of the game, but just Joe and June down the street who may want to turn you in and make a lot of money. It definitely plays on our current situations in so many ways, and that works a lot in this updated version. There are problems with it. It does have some editing issues, I think, and it's a little too, it starts things that didn't need to start, and at other things it starts and it doesn't complete them as the movie goes on. So the third act falls a little short of where it should be. That said, I had fun with this. Glenn Powell in the lead role is back. You've got, you know, in the original version, Richard Dawson played not only the founder of the game, but also the game host. Here we kind of split those duties between Josh Brolin as the guy behind everybody and Coleman Domingo as the game host. It works. Coleman Domingo is amazing. From that standpoint, I like this a lot. And for those of you who want something that's action and check your mind at the door, The Running Man does that.
And that's theatrical, right? That's in theaters this weekend.
Yeah, it's theatrical this weekend. Hopefully it'll be in the theaters for a couple weeks. Of course, we have that big monster coming next week in Wicked that may take a lot of those screens.
Alexa and I are seeing it Tuesday night. She's very excited, so I can't wait for that. This came out on Netflix on Wednesday.
I've done so many different types of things.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, Murphy!
He had that appointment with Destiny.
He changed the way we view comedy.
Who took all the money?
Shrek. Shrek.
I mean, he's one of the damn funniest people on the planet.
For
I
real.
Put him up there with Robin, the late Robin Williams, and this is a documentary about Eddie. And he's still good. You know, they redid that damn movie a couple years ago, Paul. What was it? Where
well,
he had the axle
left.
The axle left. That was so good, so entertaining. He still got
Foley
it.
Axel Foley is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean,
so have you seen the documentary?
I have, and you'll be happy to know, Mark, your favorite movie does get a little bit of, like, about 5 seconds of screen time when they're talking about missing out on Oscar campaigns because of your favorite character, I think, in movie history, Norbit.
Let's talk about this a little bit. What's funny is, so Paul and I had this running gag for a while, and we haven't done this in a while, and it's probably in my possession, and I probably donated it. So because that was my gold standard for the worst movie I'd ever seen,
terrible.
Norbit. So for years, Paul and I have known each other. Well, there's been more since, but this goes back a ways. So that was kind of the standard.
That's when standards started to fall.
Right, and then we punked each other. Like, I would send him a copy of the DVD, and you sent me something back. And we did this for a few years. So, yes, I have an appreciation for the Norbit reference, for sure.
I have a question. Do we see Charlie Murphy in it? You know I love Charlie Murphy.
Yes, we do. And we get a little real heartfelt talk from Eddie about Charlie and Charlie being gone. Not enough in my mind of who he should.
I don't know much about him. I don't know much about his dad.
So great, Charlie.
No, it's his brother.
Oh, it's his brother. Okay, yeah. I don't know anything about him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why should we know him?
Go ahead.
He was in Bowfinger. He did Bowfinger. He did a couple other things. He was in things with Eddie, and Eddie and him were kind of. They're the idea of the perfect brother who supports you throughout everything as you're taking a rise to fame. Charlie was there by his side throughout and did security and did everything for him. He would do whatever he could to help Eddie make it through today.
Yeah, Chappelle's Show. If you ever watched that, he was so funny on Chappelle's Show. Oh, my gosh.
And Dave Chappelle is in here.
Oh, good.
Which
is phenomenal.
Jerry Seinfeld. You've got just a who's who of comics just singing Eddie's praises as is well deserved.
What about
those
the SNL?
Know,
were the SNL people there? I mean, how did the, how, yeah. how that was that played
oh,
fairly?
Oh my goodness, it has to be Gumby, Mr. Yeah. Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
No, no, no. His care, I just yeah. his relationship with the show.
Oh yeah. Well, this is my yeah. understanding is this is something that Eddie gave his green light. I don't know if he's a producer on this, so I think it's very Eddie friendly.
Okay.
Yeah, and they do talk about the fact that Eddie SNL drove him from there. He was he had a grudge against him for many
years
before he went back more recently and did something when he put his grudge away. His grudge was about he didn't like the joke they made about Vampire in Brooklyn back in the day. And you'll see that in here.
Oh, good.
It was just a joke.
Wow.
But it totally drove a wedge between him and the cast. Shows just that whole cast and the people around him and the people who loved him and still love him to this day. I'll tell you what, he's got some projects coming down the road. He mentions them at the end. He's not stopping working. And
good.
As
more
someone
Eddie.
Said, can you imagine him at 70 and what he's going to do? He's going to reinvent himself again, where he's gone from kind of that raw, delirious stand-up comic to family movies to where next? Who knows?
Yeah, he was so great. I look forward to that. Where is that?
That's over on Netflix.
Okay.
It's only about 90 minutes long. It's maybe an hour and 45. I really think for those of us who grew up in an era and watched that SNL change from the original cast to Eddie's cast, and people forget, and I didn't know when I sat down, he started SNL at 19. So he was very young
wow.
when he got his first break on SNL, and then he moved into 48 Hours in the sequel, and the movie career took off,
Wow. Wow.
Well, I can't wait. And, I'm ashamed to say that I still haven't watched the John Candy documentary, so I got a lot of things on my list right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a funny buddy comedy over on Amazon Prime, Playdate with Kevin James. This is, we arranged these playdates today. We never did, but it's Kevin James and Alan Ritson, and it's the whole tale of two people being very, very different and coming together from one crazy day. My funniest part about this entire movie is Isla Fisher comes in this movie.
Ah.
She's part of the Mommy Mafia is what they call them. They're,
exist.
That's funny.
I'm just saying that. I've been victims of the Mommy Mafia.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a real thing.
The minivans that match, the box lunch or box wine in the park, and getting the kids together just so they can have fun. I love it. This was a lot of fun. It's not a very serious movie. It's nothing to take really hard and take to heart in any way, shape, or form. And lastly, Trap House is in theaters. Dave Bautista in a movie that, unfortunately, it's not bad, but it will be out of theaters well before Wicked, probably next week, which you'll be able to see it at home, which isn't bad at all. It's kind of a lower budget movie about the El Paso border and a DEA agent that's trying to do something about life and the real life DEA agents that have to go through these things on a daily basis. I liked it, but...
One thing that we talked about earlier, I was trying to find the audio here, and it's not labeled correctly, so I'm taking a little bit of a shot. I think this is it. Remember we mentioned that Pope Leo is out with his list of his favorite movies?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think this is it. Let's check it out.
My four favorite films, It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart from 1946, The Sound of Music from 1965 Woo! With Julie Andrews, mm-hmm. Ordinary People, the year was 1980, the stars were Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore.
Great.
La Vita Bella, 1997, Roberto Benigni.
Yeah, that's Life is Beautiful, which was fantastic. You know, I think the Ordinary People choice is very interesting. That's
yes,
a film that I have not gone back to watch, and I went on this tear with 70s and 80s movies. That's a good one to go back and see.
It's hard to watch.
But I thought...
Suicide, like Timothy Hutton and all
Yeah. It's a beautiful life.
It's a wonderful life.
La Bella Vita.
Life is Beautiful. Life is Beautiful.
Ripped my soul.
Yeah, great film.
I don't think
very.
Don't you remember when he won the Oscar?
He
was the stairs and everything, or the chairs.
He was great, but movie was so hard.
It was. Hey, Paul, we got to go. Tell folks where
where's
they can
Animal
find. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
My friend.
All right, we'll see. All right, right to Cusimano at KSDK. Lots to cover this afternoon. How are you, Frank? Good afternoon.
Doing great, Mark. We do got a lot to talk about.
All right, quickly, we talked about the St. Mary's soccer controversy. What would you say? We kind of went down the facts of that. They get disqualified, and they had to forfeit the game that they won the other night because they didn't remove the amount of players that Misha, who runs the State High School Athletic Association, said that they should have.
Yeah, the debate is this, is there were players that came off the St. Mary's bench who were did not throw a punch or get involved in the fight. They were just running out to be with their teammates, and they played those players the next game. The rule is, if you get off the bench and go on the field during a fight, you can't play the next game. It's just a doggone shame. You know, it happened in the NBA Finals once, and it cost the Phoenix Suns a chance to get or to the Western Conference Final. It cost Steve Nash a chance to get to the NBA Finals. The rule just sucks.
All right, let's take a look at tomorrow night at Froh Field. I'll be in a hopefully coming out of a deer stand being successful. I will not be at the game. I'll be in mid-Missouri. They host Mississippi State. Obviously, the excitement of the CFP has been removed after the last couple of losses. Drink's got to get these kids motivated, though, to finish out the season, doesn't he?
He does, and Mississippi State, even though they are just 1-5 in the SEC, has had 3 one-score games against really good teams in the SEC. So you know they got a bunch of dudes. The whole question with Mizzou is, how do they get Matt Zollers in a rhythm early? How do they get his confidence going? Now, I wanted to give you one quick thought. I talked to a high school coach last night who has some big-time recruits. He tells me that Coach Drink has told those recruits he is staying. Now, I'm sure there are examples of this happening in the past where a coach says he's staying to a recruit and he leaves, but I think that's at least a good sign.
I think it is,
and
too.
I'm also... Yeah, and I'm also hearing that the athletic director at Missouri, Laird Veach, is really being aggressive and doing everything possible to make sure that Eli Drinkwitz remains the coach.
Frank, sticking with Eli Drinkwitz, there was some commotion this past week on social media, as there always is, but discussing some of the comments recently made by Eli Drinkwitz, basically saying that there is too much expectation of if you don't make the playoff, it's a failure of a season. And some people didn't like that. Other people thought that Eli Drinkwitz was pointing out something very true. What are your thoughts on Drinkwitz's comments regarding, the very much so pass-fail that college football is becoming?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, too. We are the University of Missouri. We're not Ohio State. We don't have this rich football tradition. So I think it's okay in a season where your third-string quarterback will play the second half of the season to go 8-4, 9-3.
Right.
Yeah, so I think, look, we had high expectations. It's disappointing. It's not devastating. Mizzou's going to be just fine, and they're going to be better off if Drink is their coach for years to come.
Hey, Mizzou basketball's off to a good start, 4-0. I like that. They beat Minnesota a couple of nights ago, right?
Yeah, and, they had an electric second half, Mark. They scored 51 points. And Mark Mitchell, it's real simple. He's not a three-point shooter. This season is not to develop his game for the NBA. It's to win games for Mizzou. So just take it to the rack, because nobody can guard 6'9 that fast.
Nope.
Get Trent Pierce back and maybe Trent Burns back. I think they're going to be okay. They're not a top six team in the SEC, but if they're in that 7-10 range, they got a good chance to make the tournament.
Frank, we learned that at the MLB GM meetings that occurred this past week that there are several Cardinals that are gaining interest around the league via the trade market, and the most popular of them being Brendan Donovan. What are your thoughts on what you heard from the GM meetings on the Cardinals?
Well, let's face it, you probably only have two everyday players who can get you anything in return. The rest have very little value. And that's Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson. Burleson may be more valuable to keep because he's younger and you can keep he's under control for a few more years than Donovan. Look, everybody should be on the block. You're under 500, you're playoffless for 3 years. If Brendan Donovan can yield you more in return than he could produce on the field, then you move him, although he's your lone all-star and a great guy and a good player.
Agreed with all of that. The Blues are actually in action tonight at home, aren't they?
They are. They face Philadelphia tonight. And yet another night where Coach Montgomery is delivering a healthy scratch tonight. It's Tyler Tucker. And, I have no problem with that, because as Bob Knight once said, the greatest motivator in sports is your blank on the bench. And it worked with a few of them. And yeah. I hope it works with Tucker. So they're coming off a pretty good win. And let's hope that Curtis Joseph's performance the other night, where he made 38 saves on 40 shots, is not an aberration but a trend.
Jordan, you went back to Cujo. You made a Cujo reference there. You meant Jordan. Yeah. Boy, man, that's
wow.
I do that sometimes too. Hey, 45 seconds. What's coming up on Sunday night?
I have one quick excuse. I am trying to book Curtis Joseph.
There you go. Fair enough.
My mind. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. This weekend, Josh Schertz, coach of the Billikens, who's averaging 103 points a game, is going to join us in studio. Hopefully, it'll be after a humongous victory on Saturday night against Grand Canyon, who's been to three straight NCAA tournaments. And also, a piece on the we think we're living through the worst sports year in St. Louis sports history. You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll take you back to 78-79, where everybody was bad.
Will Mark Reardon get a deer this weekend in Howard County, Frank? What's your prediction?
I always bet on you, Mark.
Okay. I've been skunked for 2 years in a row. That's really, and 3 years has never happened. I don't think 2 years has happened very often. So everyone stay safe out there, but I'm hoping for success. Frank, we'll talk Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.